Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I cannot tell you how good it is to be with you guys. It's been a rough day for the old Chapman. Had a rough night. I talked to you guys about construction. I started not one, but two draft breakdown videos, which I was super excited about. Did a lot of research for, and then just, you know, I'm like 10 minutes in, it's just like bang, 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 bang. So we've been in a war zone here in the Chapman household, but the workers have left for the day. I'm very, very thankful, and I'm just happy to sit here and talk with you guys Niners. So I spent most of the day whenever I couldn't record. We've been talking a lot of draft. We're going to keep talking draft for sure. But I wanted to turn and spend some time, some adequate time for free agency, because I know the draft is my baby, and I get most excited about that. But free agency is first, and the 49ers are going to plug a lot of holes. This is what they do. You know, the one thing that has been consistent, year one Shanahan Lynch to last year Shanahan Lynch, free agency. Plug every position so that you have an adequate coverage and you can fulfill your roster with free agency. After the free agency period, you're good to go. Then the draft, you supplement and add in competition, youth upside, that if something goes wrong, they could step in. This is the redshirt philosophy, right? Now, last year was a little bit unique in the fact that there were so many 49ers rookies that played so much. I think that's huge. So we're going to pour through, and I spent a ridiculous amount of time just going through. I'm going to focus on the six positions of dire need, defense in no particular order, but these are the positions I think have to be addressed in free agency and the draft. Probably both for each, but majority both for each. Some of them just one. Defensive tackle, edge, wide receiver, tight end, safety, linebacker. I think those are the six key positions. Now, obviously, yeah, corner, running back. Yeah, you're going to address them all. But I think these are the six most important. So what I did was I went through and I poured through free agency, which is a very hefty list right now because people haven't been re-signed yet. And I put every single position into two categories. The big money, top of the line guys. I don't think Niners are going to be after a lot of those. Maybe one. They seem to get one every year. And then the value deals that kind of fit what the 49ers do and can help the team without breaking the bank. And I think this is probably where the 49ers are going to spend most of their money and bring in most of those people. Then at the end of the show, if we got time, I got a nice little defensive tackle draft prospect that's not being talked about enough that really fits what the Niners want to do. And obviously, we're going to talk a little bit defensive coordinator and updates there. But I want to say thank you to all the hashtag CCs, all the countdown crew coming in the strong. What's up, Mike? We got Monkey Boy. We got everybody in the house. You guys are the absolute best. Appreciate you guys. I think we're going to come back to your comment, Dave. But again, all the hashtag CCs. Appreciate you, Dave, Sean, all the subscribers on our YouTube channel and all the people that are just here live. Really appreciate all that you guys do for us. Steven, what's up, man? Celestial, appreciate you guys. So here we go. David Wright, he says, the stuff about the Niners being all in or bust for Saleh is crazy. Talking about Robert Saleh. I would be stoked to have Robert Saleh as the defensive coordinator. There's four guys that I'm really interested in. 49ers have only interviewed one. They've only interviewed two people, completely, Townsend and Sir Robert Saleh, and then they just stopped having meetings. And so Matt Barrows on the Tim Kawakawi podcast put this out there. I'm going to quote him. This is quoting Matt Barrows. Quote, it's Robert Saleh or bust, really, because they haven't done much work with anybody else to this point. I've heard that they've already told Saleh, well, we'll make you the highest paid defensive coordinator in all the land if you sign with us. So now it's just a matter of waiting on Saleh. So, end quote, that's Matt Barrows on Tim Kawakami's podcast. They're awesome. They do great work. Love Matt Barrows, friend of the show. That was fun when Barrows was on the show that one time. That was a good time. Anyway, now, I put out there that I think this is absolutely insanity. You put all your eggs in one basket for a guy that, you know him. That's cool. I ain't mad about that. But he's got like five head coaching interviews. What happens if he gets a head coaching gig? And I know people are saying like, well, he's just doing this, you know, to get his name out there and save face and whatever else. I disagree with that. If you get a head coach job, you take the head coach job. Now, he took the worst with Woody Johnson, and I don't think that you go work for a terrible owner or a terrible GM. He is interviewing for the Jags, which Trent Baalke's there. But Shad Khan, who said, you know, if the head coach wants a new GM, we're getting a new GM. So he might be able to have more leeway there. But it's just rough. I just totally disagree with this mindset, because you have the opportunity to do due diligence right now. You have to just, and like people have been like, well, you don't know who they interviewed. Yeah, we do. You have to disclose when your interview is completed for OC, DC, special teams coordinator, head coach, GM. That has to be disclosed through the NFL. Has to. That's not one of those things like, yeah, we kind of already interviewed this person, right? Like you saw Shede and say, well, Clay Kubiak is now our offensive coordinator. And the NFL is like, no, you can't do that. You have to interview other candidates and you have to disclose that publicly. This is not a shadowy whatever. So the fact that it is just, why are you not even trying? You're not interviewing Jeff Ulbrich. You're not interviewing Dennis Allen. You're not interviewing Lou Anarumo. You're not interviewing really anybody else. You interviewed two guys. You occupied you fulfilled your Mooney rule requirement, and now the 49ers are just sitting back waiting, and I just don't like that. I do not like that at all. Now, to create a little bit of a conversation piece here, let's go to Kyle Shanahan and what Kyle wants in a new defensive coordinator. Listen to what Kyle says. This is his rebuttal, and man, as you listen to this 30-second clip, just keep Robert Saleh at the side of your mind. He checks a lot of these boxes.
I mean, I'm looking for a guy who I think will fit with our team the best. I like to sit and talk to guys about our personnel. I want to obviously talk to someone about their plans schematically and what they like to do, but that's all great. What do you plan to do with our team? And that's what involves certain people. I mean, in terms of when they look at what we have, what they think we need going forward, what we got to go get. And so I want someone that kind of meshes with what I believe in. But I also believe in that you got to fit to come up with the best thing possible that fits our situation right now. So that'll be talking about our personnel, the roster thing, a lot of things like that, and what their plan would be with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's Saleh. And Kevin, I've seen this comment start floating around. I don't know who started it. Kevin says it's 2017 all over again, where they didn't even look at Mahomes because Kyle had tunnel vision on Kirk Cousins. He hasn't learned. I think Kyle wants Saleh. I think that is who he wants. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem making him the highest paid defensive coordinator of the NFL. I think that's awesome. And so I think for Saleh, it's, you know, get one of these head coaches jobs. If not, you come back, which is great. I didn't think we'd ever get Saleh back. I really, really didn't. But I would be very happy for him to come back. My issue isn't with that. My issue, like you said, is, man, do your due diligence. This dude's courting five other people. You got to have a backup plan. The backup plan better not be Brandon Staley. Maybe the backup plan is Jeff Ulbrich, but why aren't you interviewing him now? That costs nothing. Why aren't you interviewing spots now? All these other DC jobs are interviewing, like, those could be filled. And so you lose nothing by doing due diligence at this stage. You lose nothing. Nothing. Eduardo, he said, I saw Lombardi calling Saleh should be begging for the 49ers DC position due to the calendar. No, if you get a head coaching job, get a head coaching job. No, I would do that completely. Completely. I would not even hesitate there. Can they get Brian Flores? No, because that's not a promoting. He's a defensive coordinator play caller already. So Brian Flores is only allowed to interview for head coaching jobs. And also, Shanahan ain't going to be okay with Brian Flores. Those two will not work together. And right here, Logan, I wouldn't be mad at Dennis Allen either. I would be very, very happy that. David, Kyle will be Kyle. He's going to do everything behind the scenes. Can't do this behind the scenes. You have to disclose. That's part of the CBA and the way the NFL, like, maybe you have text message conversations about, hey, you know, if we don't get Saleh, you get that job. But why would you put that out there? I don't even get that. But yeah, right here. Then once he has made his decision, he will announce the interview. No doubt Kyle marches to the beat of his own drum. He doesn't like following things, but you have to disclose these things. You have to. It is Kyle being stubborn again. I just want to be prepared, right? Be prepared. Like, you lose nothing by at least trying to find guys that could be a possible backup plan. You lose nothing. It doesn't cost you to do these interviews. That's my issue. That's my issue. So take that for what you will. I don't like it. I would love for Saleh. And if, you know, we get Saleh eventually, that's great. But why would you not at least prepare for option number two? That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. I just don't understand that. It's weird to me. Anyway. All right. Good news. Brian Griese learned the Robert Saleh lesson and the Jeff Albrecht lesson. He turned down the Jets for a head coaching interview. He said, nope. I mean, the only head coaching interview he's been offered is the Jets. And he said, nah, I don't even want to go. I would not want to work for Woody Johnson either. There are certain organizations. If the Jets offered me a head coaching job, I would take it. But I get, like, you're not going to have success there. The amount of money you would get would be worth it. But, yeah, Robert Saleh. And that's a testament, too, to Robert Saleh, is that, look, man, he got fired. Never had any success at all with the Jets. But everybody's still interested in him being a head coach. It's Woody Johnson. That dude's a joke. Jonathan, he says, it ain't easy being Brian Griese, baby. I love it. Kim, amazing how we are finally able to interview people early. And now that we can, we don't. Yep. Well said, Kim. Well said. All right, let's transition. Let's go to positive. Let's go to the good stuff. Let's go to free agency. Let's go to these positions and players that will be available now. This is pretty early on in the process, and a lot of these players will re-sign with their current teams, but that don't stop a girl from dreaming. And there are a lot of great players out there that I think can help the 49ers immensely. I really, really do. So let's go through those. And again, I'm just going to focus on certain positions of need. I didn't go through all of them, but I'm going to give you, good Lord, how many names do I got on here? Probably about 30 to 40 names divided up into two categories per position. And we're talking six positions: defensive tackles, edge, wide receiver, tight end, safety, linebacker. It's going to be a heavy episode. We're giving you the meat and potatoes of 49ers free agency.
It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ers, 49ERS. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns, or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick two players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game. It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8% of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing, so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals, and you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5, even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you, because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers, or Download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close.
Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
So, let's start with Sitter. I will constantly say this. I think Sitter's the weakest position on the team. That or defensive tackle. I think those two are the glaring needs. The only difference between defensive tackle is that you need two spots. Center, you only need one.
Now, as we go through these players, I'm going to give you a projected range for what they will get average per year. Let me critique myself here. This is my least knowledgeable area, but I wanted to put numbers besides these players, each one of them, to give you just a range for what they will be going with per year, okay? But don't, I'm not a cap guy. I'm not. 49ERSCap.com, that's the cap guy. But this is just a slight projection at how much these players will be costing, okay? So, center. Big money, I got one player, and if I could have anybody in free agency, it would be this guy, Ryan Kelly, center for the Colts. I think he's going to get $15 million a year easily. He's my only big money free agent. There's not a lot of big money. There's not a lot of center free agents anyway. Mauricio, he says, according to Chase Senior, 49ers should go after center Drew Dahlman. Yeah, I like Drew Dahlman. He is one of my value deal guys and probably going to get about $10 million, the $8 to $10 million a year range for Drew Dahlman. Maybe that's not a true value deal. I struggled. I had him in the big money, bumped him down. But I would love that. I would love any center besides stand and watch your teammates get tackled, Jake Brendel, out there. I'm so done with Jake Brendel. I like Drew Dahlman. I really, really do. And then Josh Myers. I think Josh Myers would probably be around $7 to $8 million APY. And again, I could be way off on these. And it was funny. I don't know if you guys watched the Hard Knocks with the Giants in the front office episode. It was awesome. I think it was my favorite Hard Knocks ever. It didn't get me like pumped up, but it was just cool seeing a peek behind the scenes. And Joe Shade and them, you know, they're projecting all these players in free agency and they were off on every single one of them. So yes, I am off on these numbers and you could cut this clip and come back and say, Chapman said they'd sign for 15. He signed for 18. Chapman's an idiot. I agree with you. I am an idiot. I'm just trying to do my best at getting in the ballpark range. And so don't hold me to that. But even whenever the Giants GM who did a terrible job, and still kept his job, and they couldn't project at all what these players would actually sign for, I probably also will not be one of those that can project what these players will sign for. From IllOMG, he says, what positions do we fill with free agency, and how much will it affect the draft? The Niners game plan every single year, plug the major holes so that you can go into the draft and you don't have to have a first or second round pick spin at a certain position. That's what they do. Whether they do that successfully or not, whatever. I can guarantee you they're going to fill out the majority of their roster through free agency. They usually do 1 to 2 big money deals every single free agency, no matter what. Every single time they do it. Every time. And so we'll see which one that is going to be. I appreciate the super sticker, Mauricio. You are the freaking man. You are the man. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now, let's get to just a couple more. Let's go to defensive tackle. I don't have a lot of centers. Not a lot of centers that I think fit. Defensive tackle, I think, is a huge need. There's not a big money defensive tackle available. They usually don't come out free agency. Javon Hargrave was kind of the anomaly. 49ers paid out the wazoo for him, never returned any dividends whatsoever. One of the worst contracts the 49ers have ever given out as far as for what you got return pay, but that's the thing of the past. He's going to be cut now. He is gone. So I have no big money defensive tackles that are really fits, but I've got a lot that are value deals. Starting with Puna Ford. Run game plugger. You know, he was awesome with Seattle. Dude just plays. He's really, really good. I think $9 to $10 million a year. Levi Onwuzurike. I loved him coming out of the draft out of Washington. Kind of $8 to $10 million. Adam Butler, long in the tooth. Pass rush specialist only from the inside. Niners don't typically go after those types of guys, but kind of that $7 to $9 million range. Milton Williams, really like that kid. Did really well with the Eagles and kind of was that number four defensive tackle that rotates, eats snaps, and is a positive player, kind of $6 to $8 million. Javon Kinlaw, he's back on the free agency. I think I would not be upset at bringing him back. I doubt he wants to come back, but kind of $6 to $8 million. Javon Kinlaw was way better than Javon Hargrave, who was making, I think, $25 million more. And I know a lot of people are upset at Kinlaw because he was injured before, but he's put up back-to-back good seasons. I think if you could get him back on a relatively cheap deal, you know he works with the locker room. I would be happy with that. DJ Jones, 5 to 8 million. I know everybody remembers DJ Jones as like this elite player. He has not been that since he left here. I would argue Javon Kinlaw has had a better year than DJ Jones. I love DJ Jones. I would love to get him back, but probably that $5 to $8 million range. He has not been good. He really, really hasn't. Taven Bryan, another four to kind of $7 million player. That's one of those as well. So a lot of names at the defensive tackle spot that you could get relatively cheap. And I would take almost all of those guys over pretty much anybody we have on our roster. I did think Collins played really, really well. I'm excited about Evan Anderson. Kalia Davis, yeah, okay, cheap option, we'll see. But I'm more excited about Evan Anderson than him. Jordan Elliott, I'd cut. I would cut him or ask him to take a pay cut. That dude just will never be good against the run as long as he is playing. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. We never will. But Kyle said he's one of our better run defenders. I don't know where the hell he got that from. Ah, that's the defensive tackle spot. Gold Blood, appreciate the super chat. Thank you. He says, off subject. Hey, if you got an off subject comment in the super chat, we will make time for you at the end of the show, usually, or right now. That's cool. We'll break up a little bit of this free agency talk. I know that's not everybody's thing. Gold Blooded, off subject. If Graham is available along with Banks, where do you think the Niners go? And would free agents in those positions influence the pick? You go Graham. I am the highest on Kelvin Banks personally, but it is unequivocally the biggest issue on this roster. If you look at offensive tackle versus defensive tackle, you've got Trent Williams signed for multiple years. You have Colton McKivitt signed for another year. Like, your starting tackles for the past 2 years are returning. Look at the defensive tackle room. Ugh. And I think Mason Graham's a better prospect. I think he's a cleaner prospect. Now, the ceiling of Banks, I think, is pretty freaking high. But Niners love defensive line. That was the foundational building blocks, right, for the 49ers when they arrived. They got away from it. Didn't even draft one defensive line player last year. That was stupid. Definitely needed it. It showed late down the year. So I think if Graham, you're talking Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Michigan, and Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle, Texas, are available, I think you go Mason Graham. I would be willing to trade up for Mason Graham. Now, if Banks is there, I'm turning that pick in. I know a lot of people disagree. I put this out. Let's see here. Do I still have this on here? I think I do. I hope I do. I did not put it on there. Never mind. I put a poll up there here, and most people wanted Will Campbell. Kelvin Banks was second out of the offensive tackles. But yeah, if Graham's there, you take Graham. I think the 49ers would take Graham as well. But I'd be happy with either one of them. Oh, I'd be happy with either one of them. Permaculture says, go get both DJ and Kinlaw. Now, I ain't mad at that. Keep Collins as a defensive tackle on the roster. Yeah, they're going to keep him, no doubt. But I was about to say Evan Anderson has showed problems. I like Evan Anderson. Now, he's not a pass rusher, and we kept him out there on pass rushing downs because we were just so depleted at that position. He's a run stuffer. Use him for what he is, not for what he isn't. I do not like Kucerik's rotational decisions at all. I assume he's in charge of that, but who knows? I've never been a big fan of that. I like Kucerik, and I hope that he stays. Personally, I'd probably move on, but I like Kucerik. I think that he's a good coach. He works really hard. He's passionate about what he does, but man, that defensive line has gotten worse and worse and worse and worse in consecutive years, and that's hard. And yeah, it's, you know, Logan says, I don't trust Michigan prospects. You don't scout the helmet. There's a lot of positive Michigan guys that have come out of the draft just because of Ronnie Bell or just because of Jake Moody or just because of Ambry Thomas. Yeah, that was rough. But, yeah, try not to scout the uniform. I struggle with that. I'll be honest with you. All right, let's look at the defensive end or edge position. This is a priority. You need something. You need something big time. After Bosa, you really got nothing. I think Sam O is a promising guy that you could build around, but he's a base end. He's not a good power rusher. He's a bull rusher, but he's never going to get sacks and quarterback hits. That's not what he does. Leonard Floyd shouldn't be getting more than 25 snaps a game, and that's rough when you're paying somebody $10 million plus, but that's all he should be doing. I know people are going to be like, he had 7.5 sacks. He did. He had a lot of really bad snaps, a lot of bad snaps. We overused him. Once we finally learned you got to cut his snaps, then he's effective. But you need edge. You need an edge player. So I've got four big money guys. And again, these numbers are going to be off. These numbers are going to be off. Josh Sweat, I think he could get anywhere from 15 to 22 million as an edge rusher. Khalil Mack could get anywhere from kind of 12 to 17 million a year. I know he's long in the tooth. DeMarcus Lawrence is a guy that I would be happy with. I think that he is so underrated. I think you could get him on a Leonard Floyd type deal, that kind of $9 to $12 million range. And Joe Tryon, another Washington guy. He came out with Levi on Muzuriki. I like Joe Tryon. He was with the Bucks. Had some injury issues this past year, really a couple years, but he's a good player that I think you can get from that $9 to $11 million range. Good player. Good against the run. Good pass rusher. Now, some value deals. Azeez Ojulari, pass rush specialist only. We talked a lot about him at the trade deadline. I think you get him $8 to $10 million, probably $7 to $10 million. Joseph Osai, high energy edge rusher that just plays lights out and plays really, really hard, kind of $6 to $9 million. Derek Barnett, league wrote him off. I wanted him after he got cut. Houston picked him up, turned him into a freaking pass rusher. So we know that he works in our system. I think he gets that $4 to $6 million. Cleveland Farrell hasn't been good since he left us. You get him back for about $4 to $5 million. And Peyton Turner, really liked him. Injuries were huge. First round pick. Out of Houston, went to New Orleans. I think you can get him on a $3 to $6 million. He kind of fits that Arden Key bust injury, didn't work out, but high upside. Man, get that dude in here. Peyton Turner, I would like that as well.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
So a lot of edge guys that I like. There's a lot of names there. Jonathan says, D-line has gotten worse. The talent Chris has gotten worse. It has, but who's improved? Who's gotten better? Nobody. Nobody. I don't know. I think that's an issue. Jonathan goes on to say, I don't think this is the year we should be going for an edge rusher. Poor draft. I think this is a great edge draft. I don't think outside of Abdul Carter, man, I think that there are goodness. Let me see here. Let me pull up my edge. I don't have edge rankings yet. So these are in no particular order. Nick Scorton, I think he's a quality edge guy. I love Mikael Williams. Shamar Stewart, quality edge guy. James Pierce Jr., he's kind of the biggest boom-bust stud edge rusher. LT Overton, Landon Jackson, Princely Uman Mielen. Like, there are guys, Jack Sawyer. There's like Kyle Kennard and Mike Green. There's a lot. So whatever your flavor, you want that big style, buck end, strong against the run. You want the small speed guy off the edge. Whatever your flavor, that kind of second, third round, you're going to be able to get whatever your spice of life is. I think those options are available. And there are your flashy, that's Abdul Carter. Niners don't have a chance at him. But I think that this is a good draft. And of all the mock drafts I've done, my favorite is whenever I wait on edge rusher till the third round. But, you know, is that how it's going to go all the time? Yeah, I don't know. Right here, who would compliment Bosa the best in free agency? If I could have any player on this list, I'd probably take DeMarcus Lawrence. We've seen him make other players thrive, right? So you have DeMarcus Lawrence on one side, Micah Parsons on the other. When DeMarcus Lawrence doesn't play, Micah Parsons still elite. But Micah Parsons' best games is when Tank Lawrence is on one side, he's on the other. So I would say Tank Lawrence. Now, the injuries, long in the tooth, all those things. But man, I think, whew, I think that dude is a stud. Logan says, I'd love to get any edge rusher in the draft. Yeah, we didn't draft one D lineman last year, and it showed. Pockets. Is Drake Jackson done for? Pretty much. But you don't, you still have hope in him. His contract told. But any, you don't count on anything. You're not relying on Drake Jackson moving forward. You can't do that. You're just, anything you get is bonus. It's gravy at this point from Drake Jackson. You don't write him off, and he's going to be on the 90-man roster for sure, and that's a good thing. But at the same time, whew, man, yeah, you can't build around that. If he gets you something great, ah, man, yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. Don't like it. Yeah, Mike Green, there's a lot right here. Mozzie Smith went from Michigan to Dallas a couple years ago. He's been terrible. I laughed at that pick. I thought it was one of the worst picks when we were recording live, and we were 100% on that one. Green from Marshall looks good. He's a fun player. Azeez Ojulari would be someone to watch. Bit undersized. Yeah, he's kind of a pass rush specialist only guy, but I like him. I really, really do. All right, let's go. Let's flip over to the wide receiver spot. Offensive side, let's give the offense some love. Wide receiver is a position that you need, but you have to look at the roster. You're banking on you paying top dollar, and you're hoping that Brandon Ayuk comes back in full swing, which he should. The way his injury happened early, he's got plenty of time. The timelines are all good. We'll see. But he needs to be ready for training camp. We saw what happened. When Brandon Ayuk's not at training camp, he sucks. And I know that's going to piss people off. He was not good. He started getting better as the season went on, and then he got injured. Wasn't quite back to himself. But Brandon Ayuk was the player of the training camp for 2 years in a row. It turned into two great seasons. Then he held out, and then he was not good. He was not effective. He was not great. Was he better than what else we had? Sure. But you're paying this dude $30 million a year. You should be a top three wide receiver in the NFL. Will he be that to start the season? I don't think so. But you have Ayuk for the long term. I think Debo does return. I might be in the minority on that. But even if you trade Debo, that's okay. You still have Pearsall. You still got Jennings. You still got Jacob Cowing. That's a lot of wide receivers. And to say that and say, man, you still need a wide receiver? You still need a wide receiver. That's crazy. I do not think that the 49ers will go big money at the wide receiver position, but I thought I'd include a couple. You got T. Higgins out there. I think he gets kind of similar to the Ayuk deal, $28 to $32 million a year. Amari Cooper. The fact we could add Amari Cooper in a second round pick. Where is that second round pick, by the way? I'm going to pull this up and I'm going to get mad at myself. Where would have that Cleveland draft pick have been? Oh yeah. 33rd. We could have had Brandon. We could add Amari Cooper, the 33rd pick. That was on the table, and we didn't take it. Now, Ayuk. Oh, that hurts, man. We could have had the 33rd pick. Ah. Anyway, what ifs? It ain't gonna happen. Damn. That business. I'm not mad. You're mad. Oh, man. Gosh. Man. I'm a little upset now. I'm a little upset. That's okay. I want to get back on it. Let's see here. Let's get to some positives about Brandon Ayuk. Logan, I just hope Brandon Ayuk actually gets his body right for training camp if he can participate. Same, 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 same. Same, same, same. Anyway, Amari Cooper, about $20 million a year. Chris Godwin, I think about $20 to $25 million a year. I doubt he'll be available. I think he's going to stay there. DeAndre Hopkins, kind of that $12 to $14 million a year. He's proven he could still get it. I would love a vet option, but I don't want to spend that much on a wide receiver spot. I think there's a lot of value deals. And I'm still working. Man, there's so many wide receivers in this draft class. I don't want a rookie wide receiver. I don't want to draft a wide receiver. I want a vet. We have young pups. We've got Ricky Pearsall. We got Jacob Cowing. And we're not even using Jacob Cowing. Right here, Logan. Kyle needs to play Jacob Cowing more. He had all those wasted snaps. Going to Ronnie Bell. That just, oh man. Whew. Man. Ah, I got to deep breathe. Oh, look at this. My number one value guy I would like to have, Darius Slayton. I think he'd be a perfect fit for us. I think that 8 to 10 million for a wide receivers get paid a lot of money. So even though they're 8 to 10 for a value deal, wide receivers are pricey, man. They are expensive. Demarcus Robinson, 8 to 10. Nick Westbrook and Kenne. I would love that dude. I think he's that 7 to 10 million. Tyler Boyd would love that pick. Kind of that 7 to 8 million. Tim Patrick, 6 to 8 million. DJ Chark, 5 to 7 million. Van Jefferson, 5 to 7. Zay Jones, 4 to 6 million. Dyami Brown, speed guy. Probably not the best fit with us, but he's a vertical threat. I would like him as well. Kind of that 4 to 6 million. But I like Slayton a lot. Right here, Brian Bubar, appreciate the super chat. Silver lining to poor 49er season. Top tier draft / free agency content by John. Oh, thank you. Best follow of the bit. Man, Brian, I really appreciate that. We work really, really hard over here, the 49ers Rush team. And our goal is to, again, I try to put this out, build a community, make your fan experience better through education and film. And that's kind of what we do. So thank you, Brian, for the positive words. You are a very kind man. And thank you so much. Niner Vega, super chat. If they don't have a plan B, talking about going back to Robert Saleh, that is a mistake. I am with you 100%, 100%. I'm with you. Right here, Pockets, get a return specialist at wide receiver. All of our guys return kicks. Everybody does. Adam Thielen, yeah, I'd be cool with that. I don't know if he's available. I think he might be. I'd love Adam Thielen. That dude, he is awesome, man. Pockets, he says, LOL, the disappointment in your face from the Cooper talk. Ayuk's way better than Cooper, but man, I knew that second round pick was going to be high. I didn't know it'd be the top draft in the second round, but that's what it is. Take that for whatever you will. And yeah, I love Ayuk and I hope he comes back and is the best ever, but I feel like we missed out a lot. Right here, Jay Gotti, what about Elijah Moore? Man, I was really high on Elijah Moore coming out of Ole Miss. I thought he was a fun player. He has not been good in his time with Cleveland. Now, Cleveland's a cesspool, and the quarterback play has been terrible, but he has not thrived with anybody, whether that was Baker, whether that was Watson, whether that was Winston, whether that was Flacco. Who else have they had there? He just hasn't been good. And so I like Elijah Moore, and I think he fits kind of what we do because return specialist, running back, wide receiver, hybrid, slot guy, whatever. I like him. I've kind of lost faith in the player, and he's kind of given coaching staff a little bit of headaches as well whenever he was a rookie. And so I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit off on him, but I liked him a lot coming out. I really, really did. Brandon Cooks, another option. I don't know if, yeah, he is. He's been banged up a lot. What's up, Terradome? How you doing, man? You are the man. Right here, Barrows also said Sorensen is the front runner for the special teams job. Again, I think Kevin's trying to piss me off this morning. Sorensen should never call plays ever again in the history of the NFL at any whatever. He's proven he can't do that, not once but twice. I'd prefer Sorensen as special teams coordinator than defensive coordinator, but I still sure as hell don't want that dude. Gross. Byron Smith, I'm a big fan of Keenan Allen. Yes, he's old, but his route running hands are great. That dude looks like a damn tight end. Looks like John Chapman running routes out there. He got big. I love Keenan Allen as well. One of my favorite receivers over the past decade. He cost a lot. But yeah, you are correct. What will he get? Maybe 6 to 9 million. Off the top, but he hasn't been good. He really, really hasn't. And they've kind of phased him out. He's good. That dude just needs to retire. Not that my opinion matters on what he should do. If he can make more money for him and his family, great. But I hate seeing him like this. I really don't like it. I really don't like it. Right here, I'd like to bring back Sherfield for a special teams value. I'm cool with that. Hey, Sid, how you doing? You are awesome. You are awesome. Keenan Allen can't stay healthy. Yep, that's there too. All right, let's look at another position, tight end, stay on the offensive side. Then we'll go back to defense. There's no big money tight end prospects. There's not one. I do not have one. What's up, Phil? Glad to see you. But I do have four value options. And man, tight end two is a To say it's a need is an understatement. Say it was a need last year was an understatement. We did nothing. Nothing. You went and got Eric Saubert, who I think was one of the worst players we had all year. He played a lot, stayed healthy, but he's one of the worst special teams players we had. He was by far one of the worst run blockers we had. He was one of the worst pass catchers we had. He was awful, man. You got to move off that. So there are four value plays, and a lot of these guys are long in the tooth. Juwan Johnson, kind of that $7 to $10 million range. Austin Hooper, Shanahan loyalty program. He was a guy I wanted us to trade for from New England, but he was with Shanahan and has had a lot of success. Kind of that $6 to $8 million. He was the tight end, too, for the Patriots this past year. Mo Alie-Cox, huge dude. Kind of that $5 to $7 million range. And Harrison Bryant, another kind of tight end two role. There's nobody that's really sexy that's available. The good news is there are so many tight ends in the draft. But the caveat to that, tight end's one of the hardest positions to transfer from college to the NFL. So, you know, we all know Shanahan hates rookies. That tight end spot, that's rough. It's a hard thing for right here. Yeah, Logan, definitely need another drafted tight end. We do big time. Oh, man, it's hard out there. I do not like where we stand at tight end. And again, you want to make it even more complicated. Dude, this is the last year for Kyle Shanahan. Or for Kyle Shanahan, sorry. Ooh, a little Freudian slip there. For George Kittle. That's it. So you got to extend him. That would help. And I think he should be extended. So that's a rough one. Tight end's a rough spot. Now, we've got a couple more positions. And I want to talk a little draft and get to your questions right after this. It's win or go home for the NFL playoffs. And all roads lead to New Orleans. But here's the thing. Your chance to get in on every high-stakes moment along the way starts with MyBookie. MyBookie is the ultimate destination for bettors who want more. Whether you're backing the underdogs, riding with the favorites, every drive, every touchdown, every moment is an opportunity to win big. And you can kick off 2025 right. They have risk-free Thursdays. That's where you place a bet. And if it doesn't hit, MyBookie has your back. Dive into the Bet Boost tab to supercharge your picks and build that bankroll before the Super Bowl. And even when the games are over, the action doesn't stop with MyBookie's online casino. Blackjack, Baccarat, Roulette, Slots, it's all there, whether you're celebrating a big win or you're gearing up for the next round. And if you haven't joined yet, use promo code 49ERS49ERS on your first deposit. MyBookie will hook you up with an instant bonus because you deserve to start strong. Season isn't just about watching history unfold. It's about being part of it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, with MyBookie. Check out my man RTP. I love this. He says, the SLP, the Shanahan Loyalty Program, is in effect 24-7, 365, and even on leap year. Yeah, Matthew, you are the man. That Shanahan loyalty program, it is undefeated. Actually, it's defeated a lot. But I love Shanahan, and I do like I like guys that look out for their guys. Nobody does that more than Kyle Shanahan. I think he's fired three coaches his whole entire career. That's it. And most of his guys he allows to go look for other jobs. He's fired Brian Schneider, Steve Wilks, and man, who was that terrible quarterback coach that we had for a long time? He went to Kentucky, then came back, and then we fired him again. Man, he was the guy that was leaking information or whatever else. Dang, what was his name? No, I've said it before on the show, like last week. Anyway, it's what it is. Right here, Charles, hashtag CC, great stuff, Chappie. He says, is that tight end from Detroit available again? Right, he is not. They signed him to a two-year deal. They matched the deal we gave him. Brock Wright, he is not available, not there. Invader, we got to draft a blocking tight end that can fulfill the void left by Warner. Yeah, we do not have that. That is a major problem. The good news is this draft is stacked with those, man. There are some huge freaking tight ends. David Wright, I would love for us to go get Michael Mayer for the Raiders. You'd have to trade for him. And that was a second round pick. He actually started playing pretty good, but now they're changing head coaches and stuff again. You know, I would definitely be interested in going for Michael Mayer. They love Brock Bowers, but Mayer is their tight end too. That is their inline guy. Brock Bowers can't block. I doubt that they'll get rid of him, but I'd be interested. I'd give up a fourth round pick for Michael Mayer. I know they drafted him at the top of the second round, but and then they drafted a tight end the first round next time. Wonder why they fired so many head coaches in a row. Don't draft tight ends that early. But I would give up a fourth round pick if they would trade him. I don't think that they will, though, but I like it. Right here, wouldn't mind Trimble either. Is he on an expiring contract, Tommy Trimble? He's not on my list. Let me go check him out because I do like Trimble. Tommy Trimble, boop, 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 boop. Yeah, he's on an expiring deal. He's listed as a halfback tight end, so he's kind of all over the place. What is the value? I do like him. I think he gets that kind of $4 to $6 million deal. He lost his job to Sanders, the tight end out of Texas, but he's kind of that fullback, whatever option, but hasn't been great. I'd be cool with that dude. Tommy Trimble out of Notre Dame. Yeah. He didn't make my list. Thank you guys. I don't know why he wasn't on my tight end. Some people have him listed as a fullback, halfback, whatever. I'm not the biggest Gesicki guy. He's a receiving option only. He can't block. I don't think he fits for us too much. He don't like blocking. He got ran out of Miami whenever McDaniel went down there because he just didn't fit the system. So, right here. John, what's up, John? He says, do you think KJ Wright's still good on the coaching staff? I can tell you this. KJ Wright is one of the most valued defensive coaches on this staff, the kind of young, because you have your three staples. You've had Daniel Bullocks, the DB coach. You've had Johnny Holland, and you had Chris Kucerik. Those are your three staples that have been here since almost the beginning. What's his name came in late, Kucerik. But I'll tell you right now, KJ Wright, they want him, like he is a eventual DC candidate. He's just not there yet. They love KJ Wright. I'm telling you right now, I think he's one of the prize possessions. And again, you know, I've been out there at all the training camp practices. That dude's got what it takes. He takes it seriously. He's one of the first coaches out of the building every single day on the field. He is intense. He is constantly just working with players and coaching and coach. Like, that dude's just got it. I'm telling you, from a coach, you know, I coached for a decade, whatever, head coach to low whatever. Some guys you just see got it. And again, my biggest issue with Brian Snyder and Nick Sorensen is what I was thinking. I was mixing them together. Those guys didn't have it. You just watch them on the sideline. It's like, those guys are wasting time. Not good coaches. And they were terrible coaches. I think that Sorensen could be a good coach. He should only be a position coach. Some people just don't have that. I talk with my buddies, you know, who still coach and have coached and whatever. And, you know, we go through like, oh, you remember this guy and this guy and this guy? And like, yeah, he's good at this. He's, you know, he's cool. But everybody wants to get promoted. Everybody wants to be a DC OC head coach. It ain't in the cards. There's Norv Turners out there. That's just a thing. And some of these guys just, yeah. No, it ain't it. KJ Wright, I'm telling you. That dude's going to be a stud coach. He's going to be a defensive coordinator at some point in this league. I'm telling y'all right now. Take that for whatever you want. Come back in 5 years, make fun of me. Whatever. All right. Let's go to our next position. We're back on the defensive side for our last two. Linebackers and safeties. Linebackers. What are you going to do? You got Dre Greenlaw. How much is Dre going to get? He was at $8 million a year. You got him on a crazy cheap deal. If he was fully healthy and stayed healthy and played at a level, you're talking $16 million a year. Does he do a one-year prove it? Does he? What happens? I don't know. Dre Greenlaw, I don't know. I hope we keep him. The big money guy, Zach Bond, the other linebacker. There are three linebackers, Roquan Smith, Fred Warner, Zach Bond, were all pro. Zach Bond's probably having a defensive player of the year type season. But he won't even get a vote for it because he kind of came out of nowhere. I think Zach Bond's going to get paid kind of that 17 to $20 million a year contract, Fred Warner style money. He's that good. I mean, I think that if I had to do a defensive player of the year vote, it's going to be hard for me not to write down Zach Bond's name. He's been that good for Philly. He's been that good. Nick Bolton, again, Chiefs guy, not his best year. His best years were his sophomore or junior year, his first and fourth year, not as good as the middle, and he's dealt with some injuries. I think he gets that $9 to $12 million range. Those are your big money off-ball linebackers. Now, there are some value guys that fit what we do that we could get. Kaiser White, division guy. You know, he played for the Cardinals. He's a thumper. I think that $5 to $7 million. Eric Kendricks, who the 49ers wanted last year, but he wanted to go for, I think it was Marinelli, Zimmer, the defensive coordinator for Dallas. So he left. So do you go back to him now? Zimmer's got out now, but probably not. Denzel Perryman, not really the best cover guy, but he's a thumper, another cheap option. Like, I'd like those guys, but I want Dre Greenlaw. I want Dre Greenlaw. I really, really do. Right here, Vader, Jamie and Sherwood. I like that name. I like Isaiah Simmons. I'm out on. Every time we play Isaiah Simmons, we score touchdowns on him nonstop. Yeah. We got Charles, who says, Norv Turner. Man, Gore went almost 1,700 yards running for Norv. Yeah, but he just shouldn't have been a head coach. That was kind of my criticism of Norv. Norv's great. Should be in the Hall of Fame. I think he is in the Hall of Fame. Stud play caller, OC only. But it kind of highlights my thing. Like, guys have ceilings as coaches. Norv Turner should have never been a head coach. And every time he was there, it did not go well. But as a coordinator, pretty solid. His son's all right. Team Nepo for the win. David, the whole Dre Greenlaw situation makes me sad. I love his ability, his attitude, everything. I really don't want to see him go. I don't either, man. Is Flanagan Fowles also a free agent? He is. He's had 100% guaranteed contract in back-to-back years. God, move on. Please, 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 please move on. Jay Higgins, linebacker, the draft, great pass coverage. Yeah, there's a lot. I haven't got to linebackers too much yet. We're getting there. Teratome. I know Patrick Queen looked like sugar honey iced tea versus King Henry. I was real disappointed. Patrick Queen is either awesome or terrible. He does not have average games. He is either the best player on the field or the worst player on the field. But yeah, his highlights, if you watch Patrick Queen highlights at LSU or in the NFL, it's easy to fall in love with that guy. You watch his game tape and it's just like, ooh, that's terrible. That's terrible. That's terrible. But man, his highlights are off the charts. Invader DFF is like Barnacle. He is. He's turning into it. DFF can ghost his terror. I like it. Google this guy that Higgins looks like a Dre Greenlaw. Ooh, trying to get me excited over here. Right here, B. Lauren, did you cover free agency safeties? I have not, but now is time, B. Lauren. Perfect timing. Queuing up the show and everything. Ooh, I like it. Safety. What are you going to do with Huff? Coming off not one but two injuries, but the play is there. Nick Sorensen tried to take all the playmaking ability out of him as best as he can to play him as a single high safety. Why would you do that? You're an idiot. How that dude is still employed by this team is crazy. But how much is Huff going to get paid? My projection was going to be kind of 14 to 18 million, but the injury, then the hand, I think he's going to kind of get that 10 to 13 million. He's getting paid. That's a big money. He's going to get paid. Does he do a one-year deal and then try to cash it and get top of the market? I don't know. Marcus Williams, I think, is going to get paid the most in this safety group. I think he gets about a $15 million deal. Justin Reed, kind of that 10 to 13 million safety. You know, he's with the Chiefs. Damn good player and could do kickoffs better than Moody. Added value there. But those are kind of your big-time safeties. But there's a lot of guys that you can get cheap. The NFL has devalued the safety position almost to the point of the running backs. It's like running backs, safeties, those are the two cheapest positions that just don't get paid anymore. So you can get very quality safety play from free agents on relatively low contracts. Trayvon Morwig, another miss, you know, first round pick by the Raiders, safety. I think he gets that $7 to $10 million range. Cameron Bynum had his best game of his career against us. Shocker. A lot of guys do. But I think he should probably stay in that Flores system. I think he's kind of a $7 to $9 million guy. Jeremy Chin, $7 to $8 million guy. Julian Blackman, and who I would like, another $6 to $8 million guy. Javon Holland. He kind of reminds me a lot of who was I just talking about? That's hot or cold. Oh, Patrick Queen. Javon Holland, highlights are incredible. Game tape, a lot of big plays he gives up, but the athleticism and the profile is off the charts there. So kind of a, you know, $5 to $8 million guy. Got some locker room issues as well. Like he talks up whenever he's not happy. He's been around Jalen Ramsey a little too much. It causes a little bit of an issue, but you got to get a safety. Logan, I still believe in Jair Brown. Logan says that's great, but you can't move forward with just Malik Mustafa, who everybody loves. Dude got knocked out of so many games. Missed tackles are an issue, but Malik's a stud. Jair Brown looked like a stud. He was bad. He might have been the worst defender we had all year. So, yeah, you got to get somebody. You got to bring back Huff, or you got to get a free agent. I do not want another young safety. I don't want a young safety. I don't want a draft safety. I want a free agent safety that has played in the NFL and can stabilize these young safeties. I hope that's Huff. I hope that's Huff. I really, really do. Oh, what's up, David Gill? He says, Super Bowl watch party in the Bay Area with Faithfuls. I don't know where one is. I'm not planning anything. I think the last year's Super Bowl was awesome when we did the watch party in Vegas. That was so cool. Niners didn't hold up their bargain. But I think I'm going to chill with the fam this year. But if somebody has somebody that's promoting something, reach out to us. I'm happy to promote as much as I can. We're always trying to build community there. Right here, Brown worse than DFF, really? DFF didn't play much. Jair Brown played a lot. He stayed healthy. He was just consistently bad. We need a ball hawk free safety. We need an actual free safety. And so, like, whenever I'm doing the safety draft stuff, that combine day, that 40-yard dash is everything. I want a 4-4 safety. Either that or just go get one. Javon Holland, that dude can run. He can run. NY Niners, Jair will be fine now that he's been cured of Sorensenitis. I do like that. I do like that. That is good. Jair missed three tackles on one play. He was bad. It was bad. It was bad. So that's our free agency roundup for those six positions. Tried to give you kind of where they fit salary-wise. Now, I want to leave you. I got to throw a bone to my draft peeps. I got to. One of the defensive tackle guys that I haven't heard a lot of in Niners circles and social media was Niners are going to draft and sign a defensive tackle in free agency in the draft. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Simeon Barrow Jr. out of Miami. This is a fun player, 6'3", 291. I mean, he fits that Hargrave, Kevin Givens, Maurice Hurst, that mold, the slasher role that we do. He fits what the Niners love. Experience, check. This dude, 1,800-plus snaps. He's got a 9 on the experience versus all the other defensive tackles. Versatility is 6. He's a slasher kind of only. But he played over 130 tackles at nose tackle, 1,400 three-tech snaps, 250 outside. Like he's got some edge pressure to him. Run defense, leverage, and experience are kind of what he brings. Out of Miami, you look at his run defensive grade, 83. Now, on Mock Draft Database, this dude's going in the 190s. I think that he's too clean a player to go that low. There's not going to be teams that are out on him, if that makes sense. He was at Michigan State, transferred to Miami his final year, an advertising management major. This kid's clean. 7 sacks for Miami this year from the inside. Had 3 sacks in 2023. Had 4 sacks in 2022. So you've got 1, 2, 3 years of pass production. And he's really good against the run. I think that this is a guy that I think could go back into round three, round four, that I just think is a Niners type guy. The profile just screams 49ers to me. It you know, with some players, you look at injury history, okay, probably not going to be a Niner guy. Hasn't played a lot, doesn't have the experience, probably not going to be a guy, Niner guy. His height and weight don't really fit their thresholds that they want, not going to be a Niner guy. You know, small ball only and only production in 1 year, probably not going to. Like, this guy, it's hard to find a reason to remove Simeon Barrow Jr., the defensive tackle out of Miami and Michigan State. I just like him. This defensive tackle, Calvachipto, a resident draft expert right here, it's a really deep DT class. That might be where he goes. And if he goes there, I would be psyched. But I'm telling you, this guy's going to be on the Niners board. The Niner fit, you know, we've got about 315 players on our board currently, which we're still doing research, right? So I don't have rankings or any of that yet. I will. And that would be given out to everybody that's a member at the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. But I'm telling you, this guy's profile, I haven't gone through all the film on him. I've watched a couple series. He's going to be a Niners fit. You know, we grade 1 to 10 for every single player and all these different metrics. And so our traits, experience, he's a 9, versatility, 6. The Niners fit, it's going to be above a 7. Maybe even higher. I got to go through some more tape. Yeah, right here. Three techs go late with 3-4 scheme being so popular. Yeah, it's kind of like the zone offensive lineman that the Niners covet. Not all teams covet those guys. Same thing for an even front on the defensive side, those three techniques. And I don't think that he is a guy. 6'3", 290, he could play defensive end in an odd scheme, but he's a three tech, and that's where he should be. But I mean, shoot, you go back, you know, again, we're tallying all these snap counts, right? He's got 250 defensive end snaps and 30 snaps outside as a wide 9, 4 off the ball linebacker. Like, this dude's a player. I'm telling you, this dude is a player. Right here, NY Niners. My note to self on him was dog. Puna Ford on steroids plus a couple inches. Man, if you could, he's a run game guy at 290. That's weird. Can he add on more weight? He is a small guy, but I'm telling you, this dude did it not one but two. He did it in the Big Ten and he did it in the ACC consistently. Google Skynet says, Barrow's kind of small, but he's really good against the run. He flashed at a couple of the Miami games I watched. Again, that Jordan Elliott type, this small slasher penetrator that can hold his own against the run. Jordan Elliott has proven he can't. Maybe this guy could be that. Maybe he could. But anyway, just say it. Simeon Barrow Jr., I like him. And if you haven't heard about him, go watch him. He's a fun player. You guys are awesome. This has been a fun show. I was having a bad day before I jumped on here with you all. And I'm doing better now. I'm doing a little bit better now. So thank you. I appreciate that. And for all you guys, as always, stay strong, faithful.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.